On this last day of our Advent Christmas journey, and I might add my last day here, the gospel tells us that as Jesus came out of the water, he heard the voice of God the Father make his identity clear to all present. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." When we came up from the waters of baptism, the church made it clear that we are now Christians and that Christ has welcomed us into his holy people. We are now his beloved people. The question is, are we living up to this awesome identity as God's holy people? In the coming weeks, the Gospels will reveal Jesus' identity even more through his teaching, his preaching, and healing. In like manner, our daily words and activities reveal to others our identity as Jesus' true disciples. Let's see how we stand in relation to Jesus. The Gospels identify Jesus as the Son of Man, the one mightier than John the Baptist, the one who will save his people from their sins. He is called Savior, Christ, and Lord. He's identified as the Word of God, the true light, the only Son of God. However, in the rite of baptism, we are identified as Christians, holy people, members of Christ's body, new creations, clothed in Christ, children of the light, and children of God. Just as Jesus was identified as the awesome Son of God, we are identified as the awesome children of God. Jesus lived up to his identity. What about us? As Christians, we're called to live the way Jesus taught us. In our identity as members of Christ's body, we are to be shaped by his words and actions, summed up best in the law of loving God and our neighbor. By virtue of our baptism, we are called to be identical to Jesus in our manner of living, our treatment of others, and our faithfulness to God's commands. We each do this in our own way. But the important thing is that we do it. In April of 2013, Pope Francis encouraged us in these words: "Being Christian is not just obeying laws, but means being in Christ, thinking like him, acting like him, loving like him. It means letting him take possession of our life and change it, transform it, and free it from the darkness of evil and sin." This is basically what the Christmas season is all about. The gift of the Christmas season should remain with us every day of our lives. Jesus came to earth to save all people from sin and to show us the way to the Father. As Christians, we are invited to continue to unwrap this gift even as the Christmas season ends. We are challenged to consider what in our lives might need to be changed or adjusted so that we can continue to grow into our identity as children of light and children of God. Just as society cautions us to protect ourselves from identity theft, we need to be aware of the choices and habits that weaken our identity as Christians, and also be aware of what practices strengthen our identity as Christians, and make the strengthening practices part of our daily lives. If the Christmas season that we just celebrated is to have its full meaning, and if our baptism is to bear fruit in our lives, we must make the commitment to continue growing into our full Christian identity, both as individuals and as a parish community. Just as Jesus, the beloved Son of God, meets us at the table of the Eucharist, showing his love for us by sharing himself with us in the gifts of his body and blood, so too we must meet others in love to show that we are part of his body, the church. This sharing will enable us to strengthen our identity in Christ.